Your Circle, a Tuesday. The Chasing Epic Challenge, Week 7. Why? Why we do what we do. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free. Luke 4:18. You have influence, there's no denying that. People see your life, they hear your words, and the world is a different place because you are in it. Since you have this huge opportunity to use your influence with intention, you will want to answer a couple of clarifying questions. First, what does God want me to do with the influence He has given me? And second, who exactly does God want me to influence? As you read above, Jesus gives us His mission statement. It's His stated purpose. If you were to boil it down to a single phrase, Jesus says that His purpose is to bring the good news to everyone, everywhere. The good news that Jesus has come, and He has brought truth, life, hope, grace, peace, and healing with Him. He sets captives free and calls outcasts His friends. God is calling you to continue the mission of Jesus. Bring the good news to everyone, everywhere. I really believe that before you can take the good news to everyone, everywhere, that you need to begin with someone, somewhere. There's a story, Acts 16, where Paul and Silas, a pair of early missionaries, are arrested and beaten for being missionaries. While they're in prison, they have an opportunity to share the good news with the prison guard. The guard asks, "What must I do to be saved?" Paul answers him, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, along with everyone in your household." The Greek word for household is oikos, like the yogurt. That word refers to everyone in your influence. The people that you live with, go to school with, ride the bus with, everyone that you interact with on a regular basis. God wants to use your influence to take the good news to everyone in your oikos. Your immediate circle of family, friends, and people that you see every week is your oikos. Start by bringing the good news to your immediate world, and then you can begin to look beyond. Influence starts in your circle, and so does your part of completing the mission of Jesus. Easter reminders. This weekend is Easter at C3. Don't miss one of our four identical gatherings: Saturday, 6 p.m., Sunday, Ininim, Tinum, 11 a.m. Don't forget this week's Chasing Epic Challenge is to pray for and invite at least one person to C3 this weekend for Easter. We're kicking off Easter week with a special Thursday Easter communion with a free meal starting at 6:30 p.m. at C3. Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, "God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it?" Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 32. When they returned to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd surrounding them, and some teachers of religious law were arguing with them. As soon as the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with awe and ran to greet Him. "What are you arguing about with them?" He asked. A man in the crowd spoke up and said, "Teacher, I brought you my son, who is possessed by a spirit, that makes him mute. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to cast out the spirit, but they couldn't. You unbelieving generation, Jesus replied. How long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy to me. So they brought the boy to him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "He has been like this from childhood," the father replied. "And the spirit often throws him into fire or water to kill him, but if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "If you can," Jesus said, "all things are possible for one who believes." Immediately the boy's father cried out, "I do believe, help me overcome my unbelief." When Jesus saw the crowd closing in on him, he rebuked the impure spirit. "You deaf and mute spirit," he said, "I command you to come out of him and never enter him again." The spirit shrieked, convulsed the boy, and then came out. The boy lay there like a corpse, and many people said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and helped him to his feet. When Jesus went indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we cast out that spirit?" He replied, "This kind can be cast out only by prayer and fasting." This is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 35 through 49. But someone may ask, "How will the dead be raised? What kind of body will they have?" What a foolish question. When you plant a seed, it doesn't grow into a plant unless it dies first. And what you plant is not the plant that will grow, but only a bare seed of wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he has determined, and to each kind of seed he gives its own body. Not all flesh is the same. People have one kind of flesh, animals have another, birds another, and fish another. There are also bodies in the heavens and bodies on the earth. The glory of the heavenly bodies is different from the glory of the earthly bodies. The sun has one kind of glory, the moon another glory, and the stars another glory. And even among the stars, one star differs from another in glory. It is the same way with the resurrection of the dead. Our earthly bodies are planted in the ground when we die, but they will be raised to live forever. Our bodies are buried in weakness, but they will be raised in strength. They are buried in dishonor, but they will be raised in glory. They are buried as natural bodies, but they will be raised as spiritual bodies. For just as there are natural bodies, there are also spiritual bodies. The scriptures tell us, the first man, Adam, became a living person. But the last Adam, that is Christ, is a life-giving spirit. The spirit does not come first, but the natural body, and then the spirit. The first man was made from the dust of the earth, while the second man came from heaven. As we have borne the image of the earthly man, we will someday be like the heavenly man. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.